Hi, everyone. Welcome to Making Hope. I'm your host, Kimberly Dudick, and we've been talking about ways that we can advocate for reproductive rights at a state and local level. Today, I'm going to talk with you about something a little different. Today, we're going to focus on what has happened historically when abortion was not legal. So today, we're going to talk about what it looked like in Montana before 1973, before Roe versus Wade was decided. Many of the laws that we're seeing today focus on criminalizing providers or those who assist others in obtaining abortions. So today we're focusing on some of these criminal cases in Montana where providers were criminally prosecuted for their actions providing abortion care. Now we're talking about Montana, but you can bet that no matter what state you live in, these exact same sorts of prosecutions were going on. Now we're talking about Montana, but it is likely that regardless of what state you were in, these same sorts of prosecutions and attacks on abortion care providers were occurring. Knowing our history and what steps we can take locally to protect reproductive rights is essential so we're not doomed to repeat the same mistakes that were made before. Montana's history shows that having access to full reproductive care, including access to safe and legal abortions, is essential for the health and well-being of Montanans. Before 1973, the Montana government had a disturbing history of criminally prosecuting medical providers for providing essential medical care. Starting in the 1800s, this Montana history includes that in December of 1882, Dr. Elijah Hoyt of Missoula, Montana, was sentenced to 2 years imprisonment in the state prison. He was convicted and sentenced to prison for procuring an abortion, so for providing an abortion to a woman who needed that health care. Now, this was done in 1882, and it's even before Montana was officially a state in 1889. With abortion care not being legal, women's lives were at risk when they sought this care, and this could be because possibly the training and the certifications of the providers was not regulated, or it could be because the women could not receive the care they needed in a timely fashion. This can be seen when a woman from Polson, Montana, died from receiving medical care from Rose Husted in the 1930s. After this woman died, Husted was convicted of manslaughter for causing the woman's death when performing an abortion, even though Husted indicated the procedure may have been necessary to try to save the woman's life. Regardless of this, Husted was sentenced in May of 1939 to serve 1 year at the state prison. Another family made the decision to end a pregnancy because the fetus the woman was carrying was deceased. Nonetheless, criminal prosecution of the doctor who provided the care occurred. Dr. J.L. Juhas was charged in 1960 for performing an abortion in 1955 that was not necessary to save a woman's life. However, at his trial, Dr. Juhas testified that he performed the surgical procedure because the fetus the woman was carrying was already deceased before she came to him for medical care. Regardless, he was still charged and tried for committing the crime of abortion. So this is what we see when abortion is not legal. It still occurs, and women's lives are at risk, and the providers who are providing that care are being prosecuted. So medical providers who provide essential care in our communities are not able to provide that care. Knowing the danger of government overreach into family planning and healthcare issues is important, especially as we face elections. There are elections coming up soon in November, and there is a legislative session in Montana planned for 2023. It's important to know who we're electing to make the decisions about our lives, and it doesn't matter what party you belong to. If you believe that people should have the decision to decide what happens with their own body, then you need to find out who you're voting for and what they think about that. because if they're anti-choice and want to outlaw abortion, they do not believe that you should be making decisions about your own body. Thank you for joining me today on Making Hope. We'll be back to talking about actions you can take at a local level to protect reproductive rights on the next episode. Take care. Keep fighting that good fight.